Hey, welcome back. Woboland, a pretty big announcement yesterday. Former Allen County Circuit Court Judge Wendy Davis has announced that she will run for the open 3rd District congressional seat that is being vacated by Congressman Jim Banks. To talk more about the decision to run, we are turning to Wendy Davis live right now. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're here. I mean, you have had quite the career. You have served as an Indiana judge for over 12 years, and you were also, I think this is great, the first female elected to the Allen Circuit Court. But I'm assuming you had to resign as a judge to make this run for the 3rd District?
That's correct. So remember, as a judge, we take an oath to stay neutral. We take an oath to follow the laws as written. And our ethical guidelines, you know, the rules surrounding judicial officers are very strict, very strict. And although I've always been extremely conservative with, you know, deep roots in conservative values, I've kind of had a muzzle on me for a while, enjoying what I've done. I mean, I feel like I've made a huge difference on the bench, you know, with fighting the fentanyl and running problem-solving courts for mental health and addictions. But, you know, I had to be careful what I said outwardly and to the public.
How does it feel that you're able to take that muzzle off now officially? Because I would hate to have that kind of muzzle on, Wendy.
No, you know, again, you know, I really took my oath seriously. And I wanted to ensure I kept that integrity on the bench. But, no, it is time, you know, as I'm watching America and I'm watching America, I mean, from my perspective, the ship is really kind of going down. I had to step out and instead of being reactive to everything I see in my courtroom, because that's what judges do, right? We react to what is coming through our courtroom. I now want to step out and be proactive and fight for the America I grew up in, the strong America I grew up in.
Do you feel like, you know, then your experiences in the courtroom kind of gives you an upper hand? Because I'm going to go ahead and say, I think this field for the 3rd District is going to get pretty crowded here. So do you feel like all of your work in the courtroom is going to give you an edge?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, Kaylee, if you remember, I was in Superior Court to begin with for 10 years, and then I stepped out and ran for the Circuit Court. And when I walked into Circuit Court, it was a very different. It was a general jurisdiction court. So in Superior Court, I did all felonies, criminal felonies. Mm-hmm. In Circuit Court, I do family, I do felonies, I do everything you can imagine. So when I look at the huge issues plaguing America right now, the fentanyl crisis, immigration, struggling families, all of that I saw before me in my courtroom, every bit of it. And I could only react to those problems. And candidly, one of the biggest ones is when I called Vice and Narcotics and I said, where's all this fentanyl coming from that I'm fighting in my courtroom? They said, Judge Davis, it is literally coming from China through the border, through the southern border, and making its way up here to Northeast Indiana. And the cartels are here, Kayla. They are
here.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Our Vice and Narcotics did a great job trying to fight it. But, you know, it's time for me to switch direction and stop reacting to problems and be proactive to try to fight them.
Yeah, you know, you talk about being proactive and you talk about, you know, restoring things to the America you grew up in and taking on fentanyl and immigration and trying to help struggling families. I think the one big complaint, at least that I have with the Republican Party, and if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you know where I lean, Wendy, but I think the biggest complaint is that just sometimes we see a lot of inaction from Republicans and just a lot of talk. So let's go ahead and walk down this road together, Wendy. Let's go ahead and say that you win. You win the representation of Indiana's 3rd District. How do you plan on actually taking action and getting some of these things done?
Sure. Great question. So since I've been in Circuit Court, I mean, I think the people that have worked with me had seen my passions to help people, see my passions to make a difference. And I have taken my passions and been extremely proactive while I've been on the bench as much as I can. You know, starting programs in Superior Court, I started the HOPE probation program. When I was in Superior Court, I literally went down to the legislature, the state legislature, as a judge, and I got a bill passed to bring inpatient treatment to Northeast Indiana.
Huh.
So that when I have the fentanyl addicts in front of me, I don't just lock them up. I make sure I divert them from the jail, and now we have inpatient treatment here because of a bill that I testified to in Indiana.
No kidding.
So my track record stands pretty clear. I don't sit back and watch things happen. I take my passions, and I proactively try to find strategies to solve problems. And when I go to Washington, D.C., I'm going to do the same thing because I just can't talk. I don't want to be that typical politician that I talk a good talk about conservative values, but then I don't go and fight for them.
Yeah, amen to that, Wendy. I wish a lot more of our lawmakers thought like you did in that regard. Well, I cannot wait to see you in this campaign over the next year here, because now that the muzzle is officially off, Wendy, I already know you don't shy away from confrontation and being a tough cookie when you have to be. So I just can't wait to watch you run this campaign with the muzzle being off, so to speak. Best of luck to you. Like I said, I think it's going to be a rather crowded field. So I'm sure we'll have you back on in the future as this thing gets rolling.
Perfect. I'm always available.
That sounds great to me. By the way, she has joined officially the race also with State Senator Andy Zay of Huntington. The primary is May 7th, 2024. Woba News Time.
Podcasts by Federated Media.